And welcome to Season 8, Episode 26 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, a beleaguered and tired and bedraggled Crutch. But I'm here because we have important business today. And I can't think of anybody I'd rather do this business with than the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
What's so important?
We need to talk about the news.
Well, we need to say our thanks to number one fan for pulling through and being okay.
Yay, thank you very much. Number one fan is doing much better. It wasn't touch and go, but it was a long weekend. Let's just
if you touch, they're gonna go.
Well, the doctor took care of everything, and she's doing fine now, and we're all very happy about that. I got enough problems in the universe without adding number one fan to my list of problems, and there's that.
You got 99 problems, but number one fan ain't one.
Exactly.
There you go.
Goon, how are things with you? How is the whole family, both human and non-human?
Well, everybody's okay, and number one fan, we sure are glad that you're feeling better. I was just being polite and waiting to be introduced, not interrupting.
You're very good that way. It's your high charisma.
That must be what it is. Well, let's see. The hateful kitten is upset because she had to go to the vet. We took her to the vet for her annual.
That must be fun.
Yeah. Showcat, on the other hand, is like, hey, suck it up, buttercup. And Showcat right now is hunting. She is over by the rifle from my youth, which always is at the ready here at Stately Good.
Does she normally hunt with a rifle?
No. She's hunting by the rifle.
Oh. I want pictures, man. Be very, very quiet.
Here, mousy, mousy, mousy.
She's got a little hat on.
You're going to be like Slowpoke Rodriguez, where it's just...
Exactly, exactly. I don't have to be fast. I got a gun.
He got a gun. And you know what the thing is? Most people, the really sad thing is most people have no idea who Speedy Gonzalez is. And even less have any idea who Slowpoke Rodriguez is.
Slowpoke Rodriguez is, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted Turner.
Speedy's cousin.
Yes. So, see if I can find notes.
While I was in far western Maryland visiting Goonchild and Fire Marshal Bill, Hurricane one morning opened up the one of the kitchen cabinets and a mouse jumped out on her.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, nice picture of Slowpoke.
Found a picture of Slowpoke, yeah. Yeah, he's an old fan.
Yeah, she was unhappy, and I believe she called both Showcat and the hateful kitten to task.
Mm.
So Showcat is at least making the effort. I'm going to look like I'm hunting.
How long do I have to do this before she'll get the message?
I don't know. I've been married to her a long time, so.
Not working for you, huh?
Yep. And her birthday was last week, too. That was fun.
Happy birthday to
her. That's right. She got quite the present, didn't she?
Sorry.
Well, I don't want to brag.
No. I mean, there was an event that happened on her birthday.
There was an event that happened on her birthday, which is why I didn't watch it, but that's okay.
Her birthday is an event. Yes, there you go.
It is, but it's also June the 27th.
Why is that date? I'm trying to think. Something happened.
Oh. Yeah. I believe...
were resurrected. And they shot
a convicted felon murdered an elderly gentleman right on CNN.
That's what I heard.
I mean, he was already a felon, so I don't know what you expect.
One of the things Hurricane wanted to do for her birthday weekend this past weekend was to go on a ghost tour in Gettysburg. And we, As you guys know, we live close. It's possible to go up to Gettysburg for dinner, see a show or go to an event and come home in the same night with really no problem. It's not even that far.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that on Saturday when it was god-awful hot. And on my way up there, I saw a pickup truck with a little sticker in the window that made me have to pull off the road and chuckle warmly to myself. Said, I'm voting for the felon, Trump 2024.
Chuckle warmly. Wasn't he a weatherman on NBC?
Well, there was Chuckles the Clown on WJM on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
No, that's right, Chuckles the Clown.
A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer in the pants?
Nope.
From the youngin'.
Nope, don't know that one.
We that was too much old. I'm just going to have to get the Awoogo Whore for the Geese alert.
I gotta tell you that, you know who played my favorite character on that show?
Don't know that either.
Gavin McLeod.
No, but you're close. Who was his nemesis?
Oh, Betty White.
Betty White. Awesome. She was so funny on that show that I think she made me laugh until I cried anytime she was on.
She was the thing is she was pretty much a harlot on that show.
Yeah.
And then she was an imbecile on The Golden Girls.
Yes.
And apparently, when she used to do like stand up and stuff, her material was not suitable for the general public. She's naughty. Naughty lady.
You know, I can see that. I can imagine that. But oh my God, what a funny character. What a funny show. You would have enjoyed it, Chief.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Trust us.
In fact, if you're really going to build, you know, the bunker to save civilization, you really need to start recording all these old shows and storing them away.
Have to be something for us to do.
Right.
That's not how this works.
I'm collecting as many as I can for you, buddy.
That's right.
My new network attached storage is up and running.
Then we're going to shoot them up to space on a Boeing spaceship. And
you ain't
lost forever.
You ain't shooting nothing to space on Boeing. Have the astronauts come down yet?
Anybody? No, they have anybody? Not.
And is there a date set? Anybody?
No, there
anybody?
Is not.
But everything's fine. It's just fine. That's what their CEO says.
Boeing has changed its logo to the guy in the burning building.
This is fine. But in all reality, the reason why I won't be doing that is because what happens to your drive when there's an outage and something happens to the hard drive and now the hard drive fails?
Oh, I thought you were going to store it solid state.
I go to my backup NAS, which is on the shelf right above my new NAS. And I back up.
Tell them the names. Go and tell them the names, please.
I knew you were going to do this. I should never have told you. The old NAS's name is Minnie, and the new one's name is Mickey.
That's because you're a misogynist.
Well, actually, it is
replacing a woman who is working hard with a man.
Now, Minnie replaced Mickey, my very first NAS, which was on a computer I built myself. And when it finally gave up the ghost,
and what's the new NAS called?
The new NAS is the new Mickey.
Oh, so Mickey gets his job back. So you really are misogynist.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and right now Showcat is biting my foot. I don't know why.
Does your foot look like a mouse? Do you have mouse foot? This is a condition, you know.
Badoom chink.
Anyway, while we're on the subject of dead animals.
But yes, I would just go to the backup NAS. I have three levels of backup because, you know.
You do it for
configuration me. Manager, that's what I do. And And neither you nor Crutch told me that when I got this Synology, you get all the big boy NAS features. I am having so much fun. There's stuff. I look, I go, wait, I have SNMP. Wait, wait. I can put in a certificate. I have snapshots.
Mm-hmm.
I have snapshots turned on. Hurricane's like, what's all that? I go, don't worry about it, but when you need it, you'll thank me.
Yep. I currently run an entire multiple web services and database and Python and PHP language scripting. I've got photo displays and I got music displays. I'm trying to set up a Flex server. Yeah, the box does a lot.
It has rsync built in.
Mm-hmm.
When I plugged in my uninterruptible power supply, you know, on the old server, I had to go get the app from
APC.
Yes, APC. With Synology, I plugged it in and it went, well, I see you have this model of APC. How do you want it set up to run? Done.
Yep.
Nice feature.
I'm quite impressed. I'm sorry, we were geeking out.
That's right.
That isn't what we wanted to talk about.
And thanks again for joining us on Tech Talk.
Yeah. Chief had smoothly segued us into talking about the debate.
And we rolled over it with the technology steamroller. We are so sorry.
So let's talk about Battle of the Ancients.
Let's see. Is debate spelled D-E-B-A-C-L-E? Because in this case, it should be.
Only if you're a member of one party.
I'll be honest with you. I learned something about myself. I thought maybe I was a sociopath. I was a little worried. Because I was worried my level of empathy was like dwindling to nothing. I watched in the first 5 minutes of the debate. And I genuinely felt sorry for this elderly man who was being abused by others. And I had to turn it off. I disagree wholeheartedly with his policies, but somebody needs to let him stop being abused. I mean, holy cow.
I've said this from before he was elected. This is elder abuse and it should not be allowed.
And we all know who's doing it.
Jill.
Jill.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Although, according to her and Crackhead, the staff need to be fired because they overtrained him, and that's why he did so bad.
Overtrained him.
Yes.
They got him to say his own name? What?
Well, if you listen to his first answer, it is so scripted, he must have had to practice it 30 times because he just kept going right through the words. And done. I don't know what he said, but he got all the words out. From that point on, it went downhill.
What was it you noticed most? Because you're the one who actually watched, and I've only seen cherry-picked snippets now.
So there was a game called Resident Evil. The category was called survival horror. And I think that was the classification of what you were sitting through. Because much like the movie Saw, you were wincing when you knew something was going to come, like when he opened his mouth. Sometimes he would open his mouth and nothing would come out, and he'd just be staring.
Just stand there with his mouth open. I'm like, if a fly goes in there, I'm going to lose it.
When you are piercing the veil and you can see the other side, this is the faces that you make. So, I mean, I don't understand is... He was going through, he had the stuff that was in his head. And then when it was over, it is like the little kid who, you know, he's getting, you did so well, you answered all the questions, hooray! And when you know,
the waffle
baby, the baby who's standing there and will just smile, not move, and just stare at others.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what was going on. And then...
Well, there's probably a little more going on, a little lower, but yeah.
You need to stand still
for that. I'm just saying.
The problem that I had is it was approximately 45 seconds after that had happened. People already had the memes out, and I just wasn't ready because people were playing sad violins and showing it. They were doing the... Someone already had Biden as a zombie coming out when he was unable to answer things and just slurring before the announcer had to do things of mercy and just cut him off because he wasn't done and his time wasn't up.
Right.
but nothing of intelligence was coming
out. At this point, the root salad had already had dressing and croutons.
No, because word salads you can understand. You know, when we look at here today, it's because it's not tomorrow, because today is now. You know, at least...
Right, I mean, understood. Thank you, Cackles.
And yesterday was gone. Yesterday.
Yesterday was today's tomorrow.
But that's comprehensible. You can understand it. You can't understand what was coming out. And when it was pointed out that not only did the orange one not on the convicted, so not only is he the orange man, but now he's got his
orange jumpsuit. Yeah.
So this is, these are all the things that are going on. And even he was like, you know, I don't know what he said. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what he said. And at that point, you know, people were throwing money at the TV, going like,
"Dear Nancy Pelosi got on and was claiming that she knew a half a dozen psychologists who were convinced that Trump was suffering from dementia." And I said, "You're spelling Biden wrong."
Both the ones. I mean,
well, she looks like she'd done about half a dozen shots of Jägermeister, but that's just me.
See, that would only be with her appetizer.
And remember, her and Biden seem to have an affinity for ice cream. That's their thing.
Mm. That's true. I don't think he can afford hers, though.
He doesn't know that she has it. I don't... As things slowly dwindle down in his head, you know the conspiracy, the current conspiracy, is that he's not giving up.
Mm-mm.
So he is going to go to another thing. And apparently he's going to New Hampshire.
A town hall, I heard.
And you know who he's going with?
Hillary.
No.
Gavin Newsom. Oh.
Yes. And the idea is that he's going to have a medical emergency of which Gavin Newsom will save him from. And the news cycle.
This is serious. Like, I have got to go out and get more tinfoil. Seriously.
Wait. I think I've got some. Let me put my tinfoil hat on right here.
Oh my God, he has it with him.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
Wow.
So
it's the foil from one of the discs. It'll work.
He's going to go out. He will have a medical emergency. Mm-hmm. Newsom will save him from said emergency.
Mm-hmm.
The news cycle will be all about how Newsom has saved the current president,
mm-hmm.
and how he has no baggage, and look how sharp he looks.
That's right. And he used to run some state, but we can't remember what it's called.
So then they will...
It's called hell.
They will then state... They will cut over to Biden in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
saying due to whatever ailment befell him, mm-hmm. is unable to perform his duties. But look at this handsome man who has saved me. He should be the one that you put your trust in.
Will they have removed the blowgun dart from his neck by then?
You won't be able to tell from all the other IV punctures that he has.
Good point.
Who will...
Is anybody holding an umbrella? I'm just asking.
Who will the Breck girl run as his vice president then?
Well, Kamala, of course.
She's
got experience in the job.
I don't know if she will take over or if she will have a number two because she will...
don't go there. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm sure the first thing she'll do is have a number two. I'm in charge.
That's all she's been waiting for because see, then she gets to be the first black female president. So she gets first... She gets first female and first black female.
Isn't it amazing? She was the first Indian senator from California, and now she's going to be the first black female of the United States. So that's a pretty neat trick.
Yeah, I mean, when you play identity politics, you can pull all kinds of shenanigans.
That's right.
I want to identify as a sofa.
Look at how well that's worked for, say, some companies that have changed their hiring that way. Like, I don't know, maybe Boeing.
God.
I have to fly their airplanes down to extreme southern Maryland this January, so.
I will pray for you.
Thank you. Actually,
I keep seeing worse things from Boeing, so.
Is this like a hold my beer moment?
I was watching a show about British Airways the other night, and they were retiring their last Boeing 767.
Wow.
Well, it's a workhorse, you know, and the newer models are more fuel efficient and everything. And my only thought was, you know, I don't know if I would get rid of those old 47s and 67s. They seem to hold up a lot better than, say, the current crop.
Yeah, back when they built them with, you know, pride.
No, they built them with actual titanium instead of fake titanium.
Yeah, and they had engineers, men and women that understood the principles by which they were building the aircraft, as opposed to people who identified as this or that or the other thing.
They identify as engineers.
We work with a bunch of those. Let's not go there.
I know. It's so sad.
Hurricane made a joke the other day when we were at a party about being armed at work, and I went, you know, that might help.
It would reduce the number of people you.
Nice
with.
Article. Yeah, well, it'd probably get me in trouble. Like, Chief, this morning I was going in through the gatehouse. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lesson in the Constitution of the United States being given. Yeah, a person was standing there with their hands behind them, not moving, and the officer was advising them about their rights under the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like one to remain silent, for example. Don't know what was going on, didn't stick around to find out. Smiled, nodded at the guard, went and parked my car.
Oh, you weren't waiting in line for the person to find something.
No, that would have
like
been
someone
me.
Someone else. Yeah.
Yeah. No. They had already moved this car over into the penalty box.
Your car is going to time out.
And the people were standing very still while. Heavily armed men and women surrounded them. I don't know what they did, but I bet they're not going to do it again.
Well, not anytime soon. You don't know that they won't do it again. As we have learned, people do not pick up first, sometimes second time.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the men in black are going to flashy thing them, and they're going to forget who they are and poop their pants.
Then they can be president.
Oh, God. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the debate? I heard that the other fellow, the felon, I heard that he lies.
Yes.
He's a lying liar that lies.
That's what I heard, too. In other news, water is wet.
One of his best quips with everything he just said is a lie. And it's weird because, you know, he was quoting something from the other person's own, you know, organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I said, you know, Crutch's lineage comes from Italy, and if everything that man just said is a lie, I'm like, well, since you told me that, and we literally have documentation on it, who is this making look bad? So when the news cycle,
remember,
when the news cycles all started, and they were like, they were saying, well, why does the orange man lie? And they said, well, okay, please point out one of the things that he said was inaccurate, because, you know, your guy said that everything was a lie, and we know, oh, we're on to commercial. Bam, disappear. So,
oh my goodness, roll that commercial footage. Thank you very much.
One of the best quotes I heard of all the pundits, a guy named Greg Gutfeld over on Fox News, he says, the press and the media elite are not upset that Biden looks that way and acts that way. They're upset that you now know it because the cat's out of the bag. No offense to Show Cat or the Hateful Kid.
They say it's okay. They're busy hunting. Sorry.
Will we hear something if they catch something?
Oh, I imagine you will, yeah. When they have caught things in my presence. Yeah, I've heard it.
Now, like the Predator, do they bring the carcass to show as a trophy?
No, they pull the skeleton out first.
They do. They bring it to Hurricane, though, not me, which I think is incredibly funny.
Aww.
The last time she was in the bedroom folding laundry, and she turned around to put folded clothes in the dresser, and when she turned back right in the middle of the clean laundry was a dead mouse.
Look what I brought you, Mommy.
Show Cat sitting right there going, here you go. Look what I found. It's a rodent. We shouldn't have these in the house.
I have dispatched it for you.
So I killed it.
So the family of the Siberian, they have been feeding Calico, our underhouse cat. And Calico, I was weed eating, and then all of a sudden out jumps this cat. And I'm like, well, I didn't expect that.
Dang it, a guy can't sleep over here.
Yeah, because this cat, you know, identifies as a hobo. if there's shade, that's where this cat is.
So you have the little hobo bag, you know?
The stick
with the like Slowpoke Rodriguez has one right there in the picture.
Exactly.
It's a Norman Rockwell painting. Okay, that's cat. But the funny thing is that the cat doesn't, you know, scared of me, but loves those that feed it, and brings tributes. Now out here, what is the tribute that they're not going to eat?
Armadillo.
No, they don't kill the armadillo. At least I haven't seen it. They bring snakes.
Oh!
So you open that door and there's just a dead snake there. And then there's a squeal. And then the Siberians will take pictures, show it to me, and go, what's this? I go, I don't know. It's a dead snake. Well, who killed it? We don't know. Like, well, if it wasn't me, it definitely wasn't y'all. So that only leaves the cat.
Pretty much.
Because the Ogryn are actually down by you guys.
Really?
Yeah. Visiting family going to the beach.
Nice. Oh, are they going over to OC?
They're going to Virginia Beach.
Oh, much better. It's a much better beach than OC.
Yeah, so that's what's going on right now.
Very cool.
It's way better than, you know, President Poopy Pants.
do we have any plans for the 4th, gentlemen?
Not cause the forest fire is what I'm shooting for.
You're causing one?
Not causing a forest fire.
Oh, okay. Because apparently Goonchild and Fire Marshal Bill almost had that happen, I believe, as we discussed last week. A little bit of melted siding.
This is why I'm worried. As you know, I am surrounded by forest.
Yes, you are.
And anywhere this thing drops, there's a 99% chance it will be forest. So we're going to watch. Apparently, our neighboring city is going to be shooting him up. And since the night sky is always pitch black, mm-hmm. we should be able to see it.
That'll be nice. I too was looking for a fireworks show to go to, and the hurricane, as you might recall, gave me season tickets to the local baseball team,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing fireworks on the 5th of July. So I'm going to go watch baseball and see them do that. Oh. Calico the Hobo?
There you go.
Did you get AI to design that?
I sure did. Because I have no talent.
That's very good.
Thank you. So I'll include a picture because, you know, this is what I do.
I was writing something today, and I was like, you know what? I just want to try this out.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, write me a bash script to do this. Bam. Then I said, write me a PowerShell script to call that bash script. And it did that.
Now you're having fun.
Then to tell me how in Windows to, you know, evoke PowerShell to, as root, run this command inside. And so it spit it all out. And then I was like, wow. Holy smoke. And so now I have the ability.
So we can all retire?
I mean, some of us already have. So.
Not me.
I just wanted to give you the opportunity to go there, man. That's all. One of us made it.
But you, I mean, you can. It's all, anything is possible. And you know, as I keep finding out, next year may not matter. May not matter.
Well, I hope so. My stock went up $10 a share today. I'm going to be able to cash it out before everything goes completely to poo.
I would seriously look into options because the Chinese just unveiled their new weapon.
Is that the rocket that took off on its own today?
No, that was North Korea.
No, it was China.
No. There was a China rocket.
They were doing a static test of the motor and forgot that static means not moving.
It's the first thing you saw was, here's the static test, and you see a rocket rising gracefully from the smoke. I'm like, ooh, I believe
that's called the dynamic cords. I'm an engineer. I took statics and dynamics, and that's not statics.
And it went up, and then it started belching out a lot of black smoke, which is bad.
Contraindicated.
And then it started to understand the gravity of its situation.
Yeah, that was a Chinese,
and then there was a
Chinese rocket launched by accident.
And then there was an earth-shattering kaboom.
Oh, look, it's the Bibic has... Oh, yeah, this got a great page. There we are. I'll give you the link from Bibic.
Ooh. I'm showing you the other side of this.
The heck is that?
That is...
That's their new weapon.
Rifle-equipped robot.
Yeah, that is... Cyberdyne systems.
The rifle, you know, the rifle is pointed at the robot's head, so even the robot has to be forced to do things in China.
That's low ready in China.
Oh,
yeah. So this is how it starts when we're fighting off the robots, and you wondered, you know, who did it, and can we pinpoint in history this? This is where we need to send people back to get it to stop.
Yep, before Skynet is active.
Aren't we a little late for that?
Well, I don't know. The animatronic president isn't going too well.
I've heard they're going to replace Biden with the Disney animatronic, but they're going to have to slow him down so that people won't notice the difference.
Like it was Five Nights at Freddy one.
Oh, gee whiz.
You know, I haven't been to the Hall of Presidents since he was there, and I won't go back until he's not talking anymore.
Oh, he talks because he's the current president?
Yeah, current president always stands up and says something.
You know, what does he say?
Argle.
They work it out with each president. They go in and record. Yeah, I imagine Disney comes to them, but...
Well, I have heard one of the other excuses was that he is as sharp as a tack between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Yes, I'm pretty sure the next debate will take place between 10 and 4, and there'll be no stairs on the dais.
I find it hysterical that you think there will be a next debate.
Oh, absolutely, there'll be a next debate. It won't be live, and he'll be digitally rendered.
Not even. Because even AI goes, nope, I'm not doing this. You're not sullying my name.
We had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, if there's another debate, it won't be with him.
Do you think?
It'll be somebody else.
Well, the only other person it can be is Kamala.
That's what you think.
Anything else, and AOC will be yelling racism and misogyny.
Okay, so
she's trying to impeach the SCOTUS, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, I mean, but she's been saying
it's like trying to set fire to the sun.
Well, remember, RICO isn't a crime. So when you have gems like that coming out of your mouth, you can expect more of the same.
Yeah, she's at least as good as the guy who thought the island of Guam was going to tip if we put all the people on one side of it.
His island might flip over.
Okay, thank you very much, Congressman. Next. But I have more to say. No, you don't.
Actually, you're pretty much done. Oh, goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Whatever we're going to do. So moving forward, let's see. What's up? Oh, the 4th of July is coming up.
That's right.
All of my coworkers who are civilian employees are getting 3 hours off on the 3rd because apparently you need time off to prepare for having time off.
You need to ramp up that staying home and doing nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not easy, man. Don't make light of it.
I'm thinking of going to work on Friday just because there won't be anybody there. Get my training in.
Well, if you want to go to baseball afterwards, give me a call. I got an extra ticket.
So how is that baseball team of yours down there?
They win every time I show up.
Do they lose when you don't?
I don't have a whole lot of statistics on that yet. I do know that one game when I wasn't there, they lost. And I feel terrible, but I was visiting family.
Okay.
And they lost badly, too.
Oh, really?
Like 10-2, yeah.
Yikes. What's the team's name again?
The Crop Dusters.
Well, they're the something Crop Dusters, right?
They're the name of my town, yes.
Okay.
They are the only Crop Dusters. Oh. And they're doing that whole hayseed thing really well. Their uniforms are printed to look like they're wearing overalls and flannel shirts with the sleeves rolled up.
Wow.
And during the third inning,
fancy website that.
During the third inning, they all line up on the first base line and they do a line dance to a song called Cotton Eyed Joe.
Oh yeah,
you don't get that. You don't get that everywhere.
No, and there's probably a good reason for it.
You know what? If you're gonna do it, give it your all, man. And they're that. And three very pretty young ladies did the dance right in front of me, Because I sit right behind home plate. Apparently, it's my seat now.
Like they leave it open and wait for you?
Yeah. They always say, good evening, sir. Am I the only one that bought a season's ticket? I don't know.
Everybody else gets it for free.
You know what? I'm okay with that. It's for the cheering.
For the cheering.
Well, they're high school or they're college students, but that's okay. Compared to me, they're still cheering.
Oh, tell me about it.
Wait a minute.
Hmm.
I'm reading up on this because I just the name of that song.
Chicago Night Joe.
Yes, it was like this is choosing with racism.
It triggered you, didn't it? It's about a guy getting married. I can't really understand the words when they're doing it because I'm laughing at the line dancing baseball team that you don't get to see everywhere.
All right, so
I've never heard of the song before.
This is a pre-Civil War song associated with the character depiction of enslaved people forced to pick cotton on southern plantations.
Uh-oh.
That's not very good. I'll yell at him next time, okay? I'll yell at him.
That's right. Tell them they should be singing the Icelandic national anthem. That doesn't offend anybody. It's unpronounceable, but it doesn't offend anybody.
Now, you want to really make it hard, have them sing the Welsh one. That'll do it.
If they're doing it by the Rednecks one, which apparently is a Swedish Eurodance group.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Swedish Eurodance group called the Rednecks?
Yeah, Rednex.
All right. That's like pet my monkey kind of spelling. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Sprockets.
It is the Redneck song. That's okay. The words. I'm looking at the lyrics right now.
So that's Cotton Eye Joe, not Cotton Eyed Joe.
My apologies.
Holy jumping jackrabbits. There's two songs that differ by a D.
Yeah.
Yeah, the D makes the difference, okay?
I go there for relaxation.
I've heard that a lot, Chief.
By the time they've done this, I've had my first beer.
I believe Goon missed the joke completely. Thanks.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'll listen to it on the replay.
Yes, you will. And you will laugh. Almost made us NSFW, but it's okay.
Well, that okay. I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah, that's definitely it. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? That's it.
See, you're doing it again. There's no D.
Cotton.
You're adding D. Or at least
okay. Well, you learn it for you. You learn it next week and sing it properly for me. Okay.
No. If you say cotton,
we're having a sing off. It's going to be Swimming with the Fish. Got Talent. If we had talent, we'd have more listeners.
If we had talent, we wouldn't be doing this.
That's right. If I had supervision.
They only let us out one night a week, folks.
Oh, sorry. This is an old joke from a cartoon that nobody's ever seen.
Which one? Super Chicken. Think I've heard of it, but...
Yes. So the main character is a very wealthy chicken who, by night is a fighter of crime with his trusty sidekick, who's a lion. And they're up flying in the super coop, which looks like a giant egg, and they're looking for the bad guy. And the lion says to him, "Why don't you use your supervision?" And the chicken said, "If I had supervision, they would let me up here."
Yeah, that's a dad joke within a joke.
Oh, so good. So good, it hurts.
Dad joke inception right there.
Yep. So I will now have to go find a clip of Super Chicken because everybody should share my pain.
Good luck with that.
Let's see. I may even be able to find the comment. Let's see. Let's see. The Super Chicken, full episodes. Full episodes? Holy cow. It's like all of them. I will include that's the perfect video. Just the intro. There you go. And, that's not going to work. Okay. Nope. Let's see here. I don't want to click on it because if I click on it, let's see.
Noises.
Well, we'll all hear it and that would be bad. Yes. As we all know. There we go. There you go. You can click on that at your leisure. I will add it to the show notes and we'll be fine. We're all fine here. We're having a good time. It's all good. So ladies and gentlemen, I look by the big clock on the wall that it's about time for us to get back to our day jobs or night jobs, or maybe in our day jobs at night. I'm going to drink a lot less coffee next time. And thank you once again for listening to us and helping us with our respective therapies. And please come back next week and listen to us again. But before you go, the goon has some words from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by The Hateful Kitten's Guide to Vet Visits. Suffice it to say that we cats do not appreciate a visit to the vet. We are not slobbering dogs who will accept treats to overlook vet abuse. This guide has all my tricks into getting your human not to bring you to the vet and includes hiding. Good hiding, they will never find you. Yowling mournfully, angry staring, and sparring with your claws out. Humans beware, we will not be taken easily. From Happy Pole Pet Publishing at a bookstore near you. And DJ and the Man. Watch as the hapless DJ gets taken advantage of by the lying man yet again. The man makes people DJ was talking to disappear, so it looks like he's talking to no one. The man trips DJ as he is walking up the stairs. The man is an expert hypnotist who can make DJ stare into space and look dumb. The new reality show, only on the Happy Pole Network. And Crop Dusters Baseball and Fireworks coming to Goonstown this Friday. It's the first attempt, so the possibility for mayhem and running yet flaming bodies is distinct possibility. No extra charge from your Crop Dusters. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.